Quahoga Aggies play right here. Welcome to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network and the Star Physical Therapy Pregame Show. Sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Allen Oil Company, Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Sylacauga, Wright Tire and Service, Central Alabama Community College, State Farm Aid, Avia Steers, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Edward Jones Agent Jesse Gum, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Donahue Physical Therapy, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, and Sylacauga Pediatrics.
We'll have a quick Star Physical Therapy tip-off show for you tonight as the varsity boys on the road at Lincoln. Thanks for listening to the Aggie Sports Network on Mix 106.5. Jeremy Law and Alex Bauman with you courtside. Allen Brew Market scoring table. Alex, not a lot of time to celebrate. A big win last night. A quick turnaround and a good team on deck tonight in the Lincoln Golden Bears.
Lincoln mightily improved from last season. Last season, the Golden Bears were 2-20, 0-5 in the area. Down year for what's really historically a good basketball program. And Sylacauga last year gave them two of their 20 losses. They beat them 68-47 as well as 75-48. And then this year, the first game of the year, beat the Golden Bears 63-50 in a game that was had a lot of Aggies and Golden Bears in foul trouble. Amari Bell, the Golden Bears star player, did not play a majority of that basketball game, dealing with four fouls. Braden Collins for the Golden Bears gave the Aggies fits all night long. And after last night, the question for the Aggies is, how do you come out after that emotional win against an area rival in Briarwood? Is it a continuation of that fourth quarter in overtime, especially for C.J. Franklin, who had 16 points in the fourth quarter in overtime, was a big part of that win over Briarwood, or do you come out flat? That's the question for the Aggies tonight.
Yeah, and Lincoln was very athletic when we played them to open the year, able to talk to their coach, Chris Smith, who will be hosting the county tournament next week at Lincoln. Able to talk to him on Tuesday. Feels like his team's gotten a little better, but he also knows the Aggies probably playing a little bit better right now this time of year. Alex, keys to the game tonight. Sylacauga trying to get to, what is that, 15?
16-1.
16-1 with a win tonight.
Like I said, start out with, come out as a continuation of last night's fourth quarter in overtime. Come out strong, firing on all cylinders. And then get people outside of CJ and Josh and Eric involved and get them scoring. CJ, Josh, and Eric have been the big three for Sylacauga all year long. Josh played a big role not only last night but the previous three or four games, averaging over 20 points. CJ with 31 points last night. He's bound to give you 30 any night. And Eric O'Neill, who might have not scored 20-plus points last night and might not have scored 20-plus points a whole lot this season. Last night I thought was his best first half of these past 2 years. His passing in the interior was next level. He made so many good feeds last night to Josh Beer, Sarion McMillan. He had one to him. And Sarion, I thought, played really well as a sophomore last night in some minutes that the Aggies needed.
All right, let's quickly hit the game open, and we'll have the Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineups and the Central Alabama Community College tip-off on the other side of this break. Stay with us. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
From Radio Alabama Sports, Sylacauga Basketball is on the air. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Sylacauga Basketball is presented by Alta Point Health. Caring is our calling. Online at altapoint.org. Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga. 8 locations serving Central Alabama since 1966. Fuel for your body, fuel for your car. You're all in with Allen. Coosa Valley Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Online at cvhealth.net. Now, here's the voice of the Aggies, Jeremy Law.
Welcome back. Varsity boys in Lincoln tonight to take on the Golden Bears, and a chance for these two teams to face each other in the middle of next week for the Talladega County Super Championship. The Aggies in red tonight, trimmed in black and white. Lincoln in white, black numbers, trimmed in black and gold. JV boys just got a nice win, a dominant fourth quarter, and again, a night for them. Alex Bauman last night, a three with about 5 seconds remaining in overtime number two to knock off the Briarwood Christian Lions, and the varsity boys able to do the same. As we're getting set for tonight's lineup, Lincoln, they bring a physical team, a long team, and they like to get out and transition and run too. How are the Aggies' legs tonight after a thrilling overtime victory? I think a lot of people excited to see that.
I'm not worried about the Aggies' legs tonight. You're riding an emotional high after last night. I'm more worried about the Aggies' legs tomorrow against Shelby County and then Friday against Winterboro. That's when you're going to be tested tonight. I feel like the Aggies are going to be playing on adrenaline from last night. They're going to be playing with their hair on fire. But Lincoln, they have so much height. One of the taller teams Sylacauga is going to face all year with 6'5 Jackson Thomas, 6'6 Amari Bell, their star player, 6'3 Jeffrey Martin, and 6'2 Jamichael Shepherd. The Aggies have height themselves, but they don't have the Aiden Crow 6'6 type player that they had last year.
The Aggies will start Josh, Tristan, CJ, Eric, and Corbin Patterson as Lincoln sends out their starting lineups. Yeah, you mentioned their best player was in major foul trouble in the first quarter of that game to open up the season. They're going to try to make sure he doesn't get in foul trouble early, and that game really changed. So it was maybe a little tight early, first 4 or 5 minutes. Their best player comes out, and the Aggies run away with it.
Amari Bell is a huge part of what Lincoln does. I was surprised by Braden Collins. The run he gave Sylacauga with Amari Bell dealing with the foul trouble, and then Tellus Swain, who is also one of Lincoln's star players, not playing as well as he has played the rest of the season in that first game. I'm looking forward to seeing how Lincoln comes out after playing the competition they've played, because Sylacauga and them playing in that first game of the season, where it was more of a feel-out, not only for the opponent, but the team as a whole, putting pieces together, replacing players that were gone from last year's team. It's a completely different matchup than the first game of the year.
Again, the Aggies in red. They'll start off left to right. Lincoln in blue, as you'll have Bell to jump it off against C.J. Franklin. Referee steps in the circle. Central Alabama Community College tip-off as the ball in the air. Josh Spear takes the tap from Franklin, now gives it back to CJ. Franklin turns it over, down on the other end for Lincoln. Now a three up from the right side. Well too strong to Michael Ellis. Off the pass from Tellus Swain, couldn't knock it down. Corbin running the other direction. Corbin spinning ahead. Off to CJ, makes the catch on the Lincoln O at midcourt. CJ on the right wing. Chest pass to Tristan. Inside to Josh. Clear space. Spears, first chance didn't go. Second chance, no. Tap back out Franklin from the right wing. Way too strong. Offensive rebound, O'Neal. Shot might have been blocked. It ends up out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Aggies. They're active on the glass at least, although a few of those shots not close on this second possession.
The Aggies always physical on the glass, active on that glass. Jeremy, Josh Beer, the catalyst for all that. It feels like any time the shot goes up, Josh Beer is in a position to get any rebound.
In the corner for three, CJ. Rebound. Spears saves it. Fires it to the sideline. O'Neal couldn't chase it down. We have no score. And Lincoln inbounding with 6:59 to go in this first quarter. Ragland off to Swain. Swain dribbling with the right hand over to Jermichael Ellis. He's 0 for 1 from the field, the only field goal up in the game for the Golden Bears. Swain, left wing, trying to work on Corbin Patterson. At the top, three ball. Ragland passed it up. Circling back around to the top, Collins hands it off to Swain, drifting to the right side of the floor. Swain, between the legs, dribble. Back off to Ellis. 6:20 to go, first quarter. Ellis dishing, shot blocked by Eric O'Neill.
Eric had an outstanding first half for Sylacauga, where CJ did a lot of damage in that second half. I felt like Eric kept Sylacauga in that basketball game.
On the other side, a steal and a bucket with a lay-in from Braden Collins. 2-0 Lincoln in the first quarter. Sylacauga going to call a timeout. It's going to be a 30. They haven't been in sorts on offense. A couple of turnovers. Probably should be more than one Lincoln bucket in this one. What's Coach Jones telling the team?
Take a deep breath and do what you did last night. I said at the top of the broadcast, how do they come out with their hair on fire, continuation of last night, or come out flat? And it appears they have come out a little flat today after last night's performance. But as we've seen all season from Sylacauga, a Joel Jones impassioned speech can light a fire under anyone, and I'm sure it's lit a fire under Sylacauga right now.
Aggies back on the floor. They'll inbound Corbin Patterson. Underneath for Spear, and it's good. Tough shot. Teller Swain gets it to go. Lincoln leading the game. 4-3, 5:23 to go. In the first quarter, brought to you by Donahue Physical Therapy. Got a foul and then a travel. Excuse me, it's just a travel on Lincoln. 4:57 to go, first quarter. We want to apologize for those listening on radio. No live video tonight. The internet just wouldn't help us out. A tough road game in these gyms to try to pull those types of things off. Tomorrow night's game against Shelby County will be radio only right here on Mix 106.5, an area matchup. Just as important as last night's game, Alex. It's knocking off Shelby County tomorrow night at 7:30.
Sylacauga holds their own fate in their hands, beating Broward last night. If they hold against Clay Central and Shelby County on the road, Clay Central did beat Sylacauga on the road last year, one of the Aggies' four losses. But if Sylacauga is able to win those two basketball games and Broward does the same, it'll be a coin flip for who hosts the area tournament.
Lincoln going to throw it away. They lead it 4-3 midway through this first quarter.
Lincoln instituting a 1-3-1 zone. I'm not sure the Aggies have faced that defense all year long. A lot of high school offenses and a lot of high school defenses and a lot of the high school defenses Sylacauga has faced have been either a 2-3 zone or man defense. Coach Smith and Lincoln deciding to throw something at Sylacauga, throw a wrench in their game plan.
Here's Jeshua. In the corner, Holtzclaw taking the pass from Spear, driving down the lane, got hit, left the shot short, and rebounded by Bell and Lincoln. Get a three up for the Golden Bears and good, and they lead it 7-3, Alex.
With a four-game week for Sylacauga, it's going to be big for these guys off the bench that might not get a lot of run in normal situations to come up big for Sylacauga tonight. Joshua Holtzclaw didn't touch the floor last night against Briarwood, and tonight he's early off the bench. I'm sure there'll be more players just like Jeshua who have to give Silicaga a lot of lift over not only this game but the next two.
So we are able to get you an overlay and a scoreboard. On our YouTube page, it might be the best we can get you, so listen in. 7-3, Lincoln with the lead. Working the right wing, Swain calling for it out at the top. Now he makes the catch on the right side. Driving down the lane, Bell. Tough shot and great defense from Josh Spear, and the Aggies will run. CJ in transition, gets bumped. No whistle, but he'll take it coast to coast. And he gets the Aggies within two, 7-5. Lincoln leads it, just under three to go in the first.
That's exactly what CJ did in that fourth quarter in overtime, realizing Silicaga needed that guy to step up. Jordan Roberson did it so many times last year for the Aggies, and CJ being the senior leader of this team, when Briarwood felt like they were trying to pull away, CJ answered and helped Silicaga get that win, doing exactly what he did there, getting to the basket regardless of contact and finishing at the rim.
7-5, your score. Lincoln on the other side. Kenson 3 comes up with a basketball. Eric O'Neill, left side of the floor, makes the catch. Tripped. Loose ball down on the floor. Eric's going to get it back, and then Eric is fouled. Good hands from Eric O'Neill and a great recovery.
On the other end, KT getting that block last night. In that second half against Drew Mears, KT and Corbin Patterson played outstanding defense on Mears. In that fourth quarter in overtime, Drew Mears had only 2 points. All credit goes to KT, Corbin, and the rest of the Silicaga for shutting him down and taking him out of the basketball game.
Corbin out beyond the arc. Eric hopping, floating, and knocking it down and tying us up at 7. And a timeout called by the Golden Bears. It will be a 30. We'll take a 30-second break with it. We're tied at 7 with a minute 54 to go in the first quarter.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Back after the timeout, a minute 54 to go. We're tied at 7. Lincoln with it after it was tipped back in the backcourt. Aggies got a steal and a bucket. A couple turnovers from Lincoln. They jumped on the Aggies early, but the defense starting to settle in. Aggies lead at 9-7.
Silicaga is always prone to do that. No lead is too insurmountable for these Aggies. They can ramp up the defense, the press, and better than anybody in the state of Alabama.
9-7, Aggies lead it. Swain, left side of the basket with the right hand. Rebound tapped out on the sideline. Excuse me, baseline. As they'll bring in Jamichael Shepherd.
And Jeremy, with the bracket for the county tournament next week being released today, this could be a matchup in the second round of the big schools bracket with Lincoln and Silicaga.
Corbin to KT. Back to Corbin, left side. He has 1-3 in this game. Now gives it off to O'Neill. Leaping in the air. Baseball pass, cross court. CJ running the baseline. Feeds it back off to O'Neill. Nice pass to Patterson. He'll drive the lane. He'll shoot, and they'll get a charge.
I don't agree with that one.
Stockdale taking the charge, although it looked like he might have been sliding into that one.
definitely contorted his body and put himself to where he was leading into the contact, whereas when you get a charge call, they're running you over.
Lincoln with 10 seconds to go. They'll hold for the final shot. Collins, step back, three off the side of the rim. Aggies with 5 seconds to work. It's KT with two, with one. The heave, no good. And the Aggies will go to the second quarter, leading it 9-7. We'll be back. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
You care about people, it shows. And at Alta Point Health, they believe that kind of heart deserves a place to shine. They're hiring for a variety of positions in Clay and Talladega counties, including licensed therapists, LPNs, and direct support professionals. Some jobs are remote, and others don't require experience to get started. They offer good pay, strong benefits, and a real chance to grow in your career. If you've been waiting for something meaningful, text AltaJobs to 97211.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Central to you, central to your success. Central Alabama Community College, the official video live streaming sponsor of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Online at cacc.edu.
Start of the second quarter. Aggies with a 9-7 lead at Lincoln. Tomorrow at Shelby County. Friday, rounding out the week, hosting the Winterboro Bulldogs. Here's a steal right out to start the second quarter. O'Neal got his shot blocked at the rim. A lot of contact. No whistle on the road. Collins down the lane. Reverse layup. No. Rebound tapped out. Corbin rips it away, and the Aggies move it left to right in red. Here's CJ. Cross court. Josh Spear wide open. Three ball. No good off the back iron. Rebound. Another offensive board. Inside McMillan off the feed from Corbin Patterson. And the Aggies lead it by 4, 11-7.
Beautiful feed from Corbin Patterson to Sarine McMillan. He's been doing that since last year. Corbin has with those interior feeds to these big men for Sylacauga. Such a talented passer.
Another steal. Josh heaves it to Sarine. They rip it from McMillan. Collins again the other way, and he throws it away. Well, a lot of pace to this one. You told me in the break, Alex, felt like a really fast first quarter. It was. And they're already ripping and running here a minute past, and that's the first dead ball of the quarter.
And with the Aggies playing 4 games in 4 days, I said it when Jeshua Holtzclaw came in, this bench for the Aggies is going to have to come in and give a lift. If it's not tonight, the next two nights.
Corbin hops in the air, had his pass stolen. On the other side, now a foul. Shepard was tripped up in a one-on-two. Well, Coach Jones isn't going to be happy about some of the execution we've seen here in the first half. But we do have an 11-7 lead. We do have an audio-only feed on the Sylacauga High School Athletics YouTube channel. Shot missed by Lincoln. The 15-1 varsity boys able to get redemption last night in an overtime thriller against Briarwood that saw C.J. Franklin have 31 points. He makes the catch on the right wing. Back cross court, Patterson in the corner to O'Neal. Lincoln out to guard him. C.J. driving to the elbow. Eric on the baseline. Jumper way too strong over the outstretched arm of a defender. And Collins running ahead, spinning. Collins got fouled by Trey Wright, and he'll shoot two.
Sylacauga is doing what they need to do offensively to break that 1-3-1 zone that Lincoln is in. They're attacking the gaps in it. They're penetrating from the corners. They're throwing the skip passes. All those the keys to breaking the 1-3-1 zone. the shots just aren't falling for the Aggies after last night's whirlwind of a game that ended at almost 10 o'clock, Jeremy.
What a game. I mean, sometimes you, when you do, what are we, 30 boys games, 30 girls games, you watch the ninth grade and JV, and they feel kind of long. But last night, those were one of the ones where you were perfectly okay with it going as long as it took, as long as the Aggies won, and they did. Lincoln knocks down two free throws at the stripe. 11-9, Aggies on top. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. CJ chest pass Patterson. O'Neal from the same spot. This time he drives in, kicks it off. Bounce pass inside. CJ to McMillan, and the layup just won't go. There's a lid on the bucket here in the second quarter. Backdoor feed, and Lincoln has tied it up on the breakaway to the other side. Fast break transition point. We're tied at 11. O'Neal gets a man in the air, drives in, stops, floats, and scores.
Maybe that'll help the Aggies with that lid on the basket, what felt like since the end of the first quarter to now. Hopefully get that lid off the basket, help them get some shots to fall.
13-11. Out beyond the arc is Shepherd. At the top of the key to Thomas. His name's Saban Thomas. I mean, probably 16 years old. Born in the middle of a dynasty, Bauman. Good times.
Surprised there's not more named Saban we've covered.
Pass stolen. CJ leaping into the front court. Takes his two steps and finger roll at the rim.
When the three-point shots aren't falling, which they aren't for Sylacauga tonight, the medicine for that's going to the basket, and they've done it these past two possessions.
Aggies back up by four. Stockdale lost it, tapped it to himself, and then had to take it away. CJ again will attack from the same spot. Got the defenders in the air, but a foul on the floor before the shot. With 4 minutes to go in the second quarter, no free throws coming for CJ, who, listen, he scored 31 last night, only missed two free throws, had a heck of a game at the line. Missed his first one, made the next 10. What a game for CJ.
And Sylacauga last night shot one of the better free throw games they've had all season long. And with the difference being 4 points, you have to wonder if that was the difference in the game for Sylacauga.
17-11 after the baseline's inbounds play. Works to perfection. Josh Beer was wide open and laid it in. Bell, far side, on the wing, now steps inside of the arc, spinning, off shoulder, and air ball in the shot with CJ grabbing the board. Franklin, so fast, defense retreating, pass off to Corbin for three, it's off the front of the rim, Whetstone chases down the long rebound, the Aggies will reset in the corner, CJ firing a three, no good, as a 6'6" Bell clears it out for Lincoln. CJ, should be Corbin fighting for a rebound with Stockdale. Possession arrow after the jump ball favoring the Lincoln Golden Bears.
Outside of Corbin making that first three-pointer, Sylacauga 0-for for the night. Might be some dead legs after that humongous long game against Briarwood.
Talking at the scoring table. Just trying to get the fouls. They're trying to find out if the arrow is right. Lincoln does have the arrow.
Maybe not.
Nope, it was Sylacauga's ball, and now the arrow. I think they changed the arrow too early. Sylacauga's ball, and the arrow now flips to the Lincoln Golden Bears. As they initially pointed, it would be Lincoln ball. Eric down the lane. No box out. So Josh Spear, an easy offensive board. Turning, putting it back up. No good. Had a chance for one there with Josh Spear. Left side of the floor, three. Back iron off the backboard, and then no good. Spear with another board. The Aggies already in the front court. Corbin Patterson firing it cross court. Franklin stopping, accelerating, reverse layup. Got it.
When CJ has his eyes set on that rim and has the willpower to get there, he's nearly unstoppable at the rim.
Bell. Oh. Whoa. A whistle CJ as Bell was getting ready to spin to shoot. I say he got him across the arms for the Aggies. Eric O'Neill might have been flushing that one down on the other side.
He's been wanting to do that. He tried to do that a couple of times against Briarwood last night. You saw him with his eyes looking backward to make sure he had the opportunity to, and unfortunately Briarwood was able to get back and make Eric take a layup. But he's always, him and CJ are always looking to get that dunk in a basketball game.
Lincoln with a big shot, 19-13. Jeshua Holtzclaw in the game, Hubbard in the game for the Aggies. Jeshua wide open on the left wing. CJ holding it cross court. Hubbard passing it off to Holtzclaw, left key. Pulls it back off Franklin. 19-13, Aggies lead it. Minute and 38 to go, second quarter. Jeshua on the drive, the runner, no roll off the front of the rim. Josh Beard missed an easy tap back as the rebound ends up out of bounds. Sylacauga will keep it as Holtzclaw will be the trigger man. Here he goes, firing it in deep to Franklin. Jeshua to Hubbard for three. Too strong. Another board for Josh, and this time not going to miss this layup. 21-13.
Josh Beer closing in on a double-double at halftime, Jeremy. 6 points and eight rebounds.
Josh Beer is your also your Allen Brewmarket Athlete of the Week for what he did last week. Averaged 21 points per game. Had a heck of a week. Had a heck of a game last night. Just kind of got overshadowed by C.J. Franklin. As C.J. goes and finishes, he's got
eight.
Eight.
Yes, 8 points at near halftime. Continuation of last night's 16 points in the fourth quarter in overtime.
23-13. You know, the Aggies on offense really have a big three, if you will. CJ, Eric, and Josh, all of them shooting around 50% from the floor, averaging over 14 points per game. And it seems like every night there's another Aggie that comes up big. Last night it was Kinson 3 in the fourth quarter in overtime. Offense and defense for KT. You get some big minutes. Corbin seems he always finds a way to hit a big three or two in a ball game. And when that recipe happens, they're tough to beat. Now, I think Coach Joel Jones would prefer to add the ingredients of that recipe a little earlier in the ball game than they did yesterday, trailing by 12 in the fourth quarter. As we have 10 seconds to go. Here in the second, CJ working with seven. He'll drive and spin. Holtzclaw wide open three. Missed everything as the rebound out of bounds with 1.4 to play.
And I think one of the keys, Jeremy, for Sylacauga to get back to Birmingham is going to be to have someone outside of their big three step up in certain games. There's going to be games where maybe CJ, Josh, and Eric are having their best ones, and someone's going to have to step up and give them Sylacauga that lift.
23-13, your score at half, but they're keeping the teams on the floor. And now we'll head to the locker room. Okay, we'll be back with the Star Physical Therapy halftime show. Aggies lead it by 10 at the break.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Sylacauga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy, knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late-night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
At First Bank of Alabama, we're not just another financial institution. Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. We're not just a bank. We're your neighbors. Our team lives and works right here in Alabama, so we understand what matters to you most. From flexible personal loans to innovative business solutions, we're committed to helping you achieve your dreams. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When the temperature drops, your car feels it too. If your heat isn't blowing as warm as it should, or your engine's running hotter than normal, you could be low on coolant. Stop by Wright Tire and Service for a quick winter checkup. We'll inspect your coolant, tire pressure, battery, and wiper blades, all the things that keep you safe and comfortable in cold weather. Don't get caught unprepared this winter. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. Good guys lead it at the break, 23-13 over Lincoln. We want to remind you, tomorrow night at Shelby County, we'll be radio only. And if there is a live video, it will be a slate with the score, as we have tonight on YouTube. And then back at home on Friday night, crystal clear live video available against the Winterboro Bulldogs. But we want to see you there at Douglas Martin Court. Girls at 6, boys at 7:30. A four-game week, Alex, but the Aggies maybe started off a little slow. I don't think it was effort. I think it was a little execution in the first quarter, but they've gotten out to a 10-point lead here with 16 minutes to play as we sit at halftime.
Anytime you have a week like this, there's always going to be moments in the games where there's almost mental lapses, and it felt like in that first quarter to start the game, there were some mental lapses by Sylacauga there, making mistakes and passes that you wouldn't normally see them do in a regular week, in a regular environment. But after last night, getting home late, I'm sure, not getting in bed till maybe midnight, hopefully earlier than that if they're going to school the next morning, waking up early, getting to school, going to class, staying in school majority of the day, not a lot of downtime to go rest or take a nap if you have the opportunity to, if you're Sylacauga. But after that struggle in the first quarter. That second quarter picked it up. C.J. Franklin being the focal point of that with his 6 points in that second quarter. Josh Beer with four of his own in that quarter. As I said, Josh Beer with 6 points and eight rebounds going into halftime on double-double watch already. And as I said at the start of the broadcast for Lincoln, their guy that gave Silicaga fits in the first game of the season was Braden Collins, and he has 9 of their 13 points in the first half.
23-13, CJ and Josh getting it done, playing really well at the rim as they normally do. Don and Glass is Silicaga, even though they're getting a little undersized in this game. It just feels like every rebound is landing in the hands of Josh Spear. He'd probably have about 15, 16 points if he hit every layup he put up there tonight. But overall, I think the defense for Silicaga, absolutely astounding. Almost all the points for Lincoln have come off turnovers and fast breaks. They've done nothing in the half court.
Nothing at all. Amari Bell, who I thought would have a better game after not doing a whole lot in the first matchup of the season, he has been held to 0 points in the first half. Josh Spear has done an outstanding job making him catch the ball way outside his comfort zone, way outside the low block where he loves to dominate, and making it difficult for him. We saw him in that first half almost fling the ball over a shoulder haphazardly because Josh Spear is being so physical with him. And Josh Spear is the guy on him right now, but Tristan Whetstone, Kenson Three, Trey Wright, Ryan McMillan all had that same ability to prevent Amari Bell from getting to his spot.
23-13, your score at the break. We'll be back with the second half. This has been the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show, third quarter, on the other side of this break.
Is chronic pain slowing you down? At Broadway Spinal Care, we offer shockwave therapy to target pain right at the source. This treatment helps break down scar tissue, improve circulation, and reduce inflammation. It's fast, non-invasive, and proven to help with stubborn issues like tendonitis, plantar fasciitis, and joint pain. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to find out if shockwave therapy is right for you.
Headed to the big game this weekend? Make Allen Brew Markets your first stop. Grab an ice cold drink, fresh snacks, and top off your tank before you hit the road. With quick service and everything you need in one place, we make game days easy. Wherever the road takes you, start with Allen Brew Markets, fueling fans all season long. That's being all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
Looking for cool sports memorabilia or trading cards? Look no further than Another Level Cards in Childersburg. Hi, I'm Maddie, the boss lady.
And I'm Connor, and I can help you in any of your athletic collectibles from any sport.
Austin is also on deck with TCGs.
From jerseys to bobbleheads, helmets to pitchers, score a touchdown with all we have to offer.
Come by for 8th Avenue Southwest in Childersburg, Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6, or visit us online at alevelcards.com.
When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy, knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
Central to you, central to your success. Central Alabama Community College, the official video live streaming sponsor of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Online at cacc.edu.
Getting set to start this second half. Aggies with a 10-point lead over Lincoln. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, presented by Allen Brew Market, Alta Point Health, and Coosa Valley Medical Center. Silicaga will come out with the starting five. Eric, Tristan, CJ, Corbin, and Josh Spear will now move right to left, wearing one of my favorite uniforms, the Road Cardinal uniforms that are trimmed in black. Alex, Why do you wear dark colors on the road in basketball?
I don't know. Why would you?
In football, you wear dark colors at home. Three up for Lincoln. Right off the inbounds pass, no good. And here comes C.J. Franklin. 23-13 into the corner to Whetstone. Back to C.J. Cross-court O'Neal. He'll rise and fire one. It's off the back iron. In the air, offensive board. Another offensive rebound for the Aggies as they'll slow it down. 30 seconds have passed here in the third quarter. Skip past Whetstone. Spear calling for it down low. It's double teamed. They'll go to the far side of the floor. Patterson for three. No good. Rebound gathered in. Lincoln with numbers. Bell at the rim. Foul. Shot wouldn't go, but he'll have two free throws coming his way.
Almost a bailout foul from Eric O'Neal. Amari Bell out of control again, getting to the basket. Honestly, for Eric, just stick your hands up. Amari Bell's not making that with that out of control body language.
First free throw good. Here's the second. Misses the second. Corbin. In the corner, Whetstone open for three, and he knocks it down. A Marble City Pharmacy three-pointer, 26-14, Aggies on top.
That's huge for Tristan Whetstone. Last night struggled, didn't have the game he wanted to, and tonight seeing that go through has to inspire him throughout the rest of the week.
Patterson forcing a tough shot and then getting the rebound. Aggies lead it by 12, 26-14. Franklin to O'Neal in the corner. Eric going down the lane, and he got pushed on the dribble as he worked the baseline. Silicaga again, this time with the bucket.
Josh Beer 2 points away from a double-double.
Here's a steal from Whetstone on the other side, laying it up and in. 30-14, Aggies on top.
How about this third quarter start from Tristan Whetstone? Did not score at all last night. And tonight, when the team needs a little bit of a bump in this third quarter, Tristan Whetstone's the guy that gives it to him.
Aggies by 16. And a big three from Braden Collins. One of the stars for Lincoln. 30-17.
He's the only Golden Bear that's made more than one basket tonight.
CJ driving past the defense, skipping into the corner, but he's fouled on the pass. CJ triggers it in to O'Neal. Eric, jab step now in the corner. Franklin, back cross court. Eric leaping in the air, making the catch. Corbin flings it in the corner for Spear. A three, way strong. Rebound Franklin, another offensive board, and another bucket for CJ.
Big thing for Silicaga tonight has been the offensive glass. Usually they do their due diligence on the defensive glass, but tonight the second chance points have been the separation for Sylacauga.
Swain for three, no good. A rebound by Bell, but he lost it on the way up. Aggies get the loose ball. It's Corbin to bring it across the timeline, right to left, and Cardinal trimmed in back. Black, O'Neal for three. Got it. Should have been a foul, but O'Neal buries another Marble City Pharmacy three, and the Aggies taking charge here in the third quarter. And the timeout called by Lincoln will take one with him. 35-17, Aggies on top, 4:24 to go in the third.
Searching for insurance that fits seamlessly into your life? Look no further than State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. Whether it's safeguarding your car, home, or family's future, Albia and his team are here to provide customized coverage options that suit your lifestyle. With a focus on exceptional customer service and local expertise, Albia Steers ensures you're fully protected when it matters most. Experience the peace of mind that comes with a trusted local agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
Back after a timeout, Sylacauga leading it big here at Lincoln, up by 18, 35-17 your score, third quarter. A little over 4 minutes to go in the third. Aggies got the steal and a late whistle and a foul call. CJ, we talked about earlier, Eric O'Neal might be running away for a dunk. This time it was Franklin. I'll blow the whistle before he gets to the other backboard. An 18-point lead. We already seen the Aggies get a few more faces in the game with Hubbard, Holtzclaw. We're sure we might see Jay Sanders, Welch a little bit later in this one. Bell working on Whetstone. Tristan, great position, forces a tough shot. CJ, what a pass. Two skips into the front court, and Josh Spear lays it up and in.
There's the double-double for Josh Spear.
Jeez, Josh Spear. Getting it done in the last four games, and then a foul will send Lincoln to the line. I mean, what makes Josh Spear so good? He's not the tallest guy. What do you see when you watch Josh?
It's the physicality and the awareness he has on the glass to get in position. He doesn't just watch the ball go up. He sees the ball go up, and immediately as soon as it leaves his teammate's hands or the other opposing team's player's hands, he immediately finds the nearest person, boxes him out, and gets in position to get the rebound. Whereas a lot of guys at the high school level and even sometimes at the college and professional level almost stare at the rim when the shot goes up and doesn't try to find someone to put their rear end on a box out.
Tough layup, good for Swain. That one hung on the rim forever. 37 to 20 now. With 3:18 to go. CJ, KT now in the corner. Corbin chest pass, open three for Franklin. A little short, pops off the side of the rim. The board taken by the Golden Bears. And Shepherd to the lane and good. Excuse me, that was Collins to the lane and good. He's got a quick step, too. You got to get in front. 37-22. The Aggies have led by as many as 20. Kinson underneath. Spear with the left hand. KT, couple big assists last night, a couple big buckets. And there in the assist column with a nice feed to Josh Spear. And now it's stolen by Franklin. He'll get to the rim, and he's bumped at the free throw line.
Over these last two games, the Aggies' interior passing has improved so much. Last night it was Eric and Corbin doing a lot of that work, and tonight it feels like everyone's gotten involved, rewarding the guys in the low post for getting position and opening themselves up for those passes.
Joshua checking in for CJ. Corbin, spinning, shooting, fouled, and one for Patterson. Man, had a chance to talk to Corbin, text with Corbin's dad. Was the assistant coach, Skylar Patterson, earlier today, man. We were talking about Drew Mears and how good he was last night and how good CJ was. And I know Corbin's at the stripe, but he said Kinson 3 really took a big step last night. They've always known he's a good defender, very athletic player, but to see him play under control and make big plays in big moments was really promising sign to the Aggie coaching staff.
That's all it takes. All it takes is one game for a player to just almost understand what they bring to the program and feel comfortable every night going on to the basketball court. And after last night and then tonight with Kinson 3, you can see he's more comfortable on the court and he understands what he needs to bring to the floor for the Aggies to be successful.
That foul was on Corbin Patterson. It's the fifth foul on the Aggies here in the quarter, so two free throws coming for Shepherd and Lincoln. Corbin missed the free throw on the and one on the other side. The score is 41-22. Shepherd at the line, knocking down the first. Silicaga is going to call a timeout. Let's take 1-2. 41-23. Aggies by 18. Under 2 to go in the third quarter.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Cold weather rolls into Alabama. Make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
Shepherd gets them both, just knocked down the second at the end of that commercial break. Sanders in the game for the Aggies. Jace Welch in the game. And Jace Welch wide open under the bucket and immediately gets a basket. 43-24. Jace, well, boy, I tell you, every time he gets in, he finds a way to score, doesn't he?
He plays with his hair on fire. I almost compare him to a Tasmanian devil when he comes on the basketball court. Reckless abandon, doing what he needs to do, defense all over the place, crashing the glass, aggressive offensively. He almost embodies Coach Jones on the court.
Lincoln hitting a three, 43-27. Not a three that Coach Jones is going to like. Here's Sanders, got fouled. Should have been a whistle. The loose ball ends up in the hands of Josh Spear underneath the bucket. He got fouled, and he'll shoot two. You're knocking down the first at the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line. 44-27. It's Josh. Able to knock them both down. Josh has, what are we looking at? I feel like he keeps on scoring.
10, 12, 14, 16 points.
Jeez, Josh Spear with 16.
10 in this third quarter alone.
And then another foul will send Lincoln to the free throw line. Braden Collins to shoot two. Collins hits the first. missed the second. Spear, left wing, Franklin in the game for the Aggies. Going down the lane, CJ, runner, it's good. 47-28. Underneath, Shepherd, what a move. Little hop step under the bucket, finishing with the right hand, 47-30. Franklin, cross court, Sanders, stopping, spinning, back off to Kenson, three, down in the corner. And they got a little moving screen.
I think 3 seconds. Rarely called in high school basketball.
Wow. So Lincoln will get it with 19 seconds to go.
Might be the first time I've seen it called in my 2 years of covering Sylacauga basketball, Jeremy.
They don't get it often, that's for sure. Stockdale gets it into the corner. Shepherd to Bell, spinning, shooting, well short. It's out of bounds. It'll be Aggie basketball. We'll have 3.4 to work with. We'll have to go the length of the floor with a 17-point lead. CJ with two, with one for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. We'll go to the fourth, leading it by 17. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
You care about people, it shows. And at Alta Point Health, they believe that kind of heart deserves a place to shine. They're hiring for a variety of positions in Clay and Talladega counties, including licensed therapists, LPNs, and direct support professionals. Some jobs are remote, and others don't require experience to get started. They offer good pay, strong benefits, and a real chance to grow in your career. If you've been waiting for something meaningful, text ALTAJOBS to 97211.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late-night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is driven by Wright Tire and Service. Drive smoothly on the right tires and keep your ride in mint condition with the right parts. Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
To start the fourth quarter, Stockdale for Lincoln knocking down a big bucket. 49-32 your score. Sarai McMillan back in the game for the Aggies. KT down the lane, able to save it. Has it knocked out of his hands, down on the baseline, feeds it to Spear. He'll go up, he'll score, and he'll get the whistle.
Big bucket for Josh Spear. His physicality has to be the best on the basketball team up there with C.J. Franklin. I don't even know how he got that ball up to complete the three-point play.
What a shot. And the free throw, 52-32. Aggies by 20. Just what I thought, Alex. My score was right. The school scoreboard was wrong, and they just fixed theirs. It's 50-32. And CJ fouled? No. Yeah, two free throws coming for Franklin. CJ at the stripe.
CJ hitting those two big free throws last year in the Final Four against Winona. Him alongside the rest of the Aggies has struggled from the line all season, but last night it felt like CJ out of everyone got right at the free throw line in a game where they needed it.
Had to have it. Fifty to stolen by Franklin. Into the front court, O'Neal on the other side, laying it in and good. Another fast break bucket. Looks like the Aggies will get to 16-1 on the season tomorrow at Shelby County.
Shelby County, Jeremy, at home last week playing Briarwood, almost beat Briarwood, 80-72 final score. Shelby County's a difficult team at home.
Yeah, and it was an 8-point win because of the free throws down the stretch. Shelby County, small floor, intimate gym. It could get to you. Like, we're watching this Lincoln game with you, and the bleachers are far off the floor. There's two stories in there at Shelby County. They just finally added that free throw from CJ, which we both saw go in, but they didn't put it on the scoreboard. It's 53-32. That Shelby County environment, when they're good, can be very tough to play in. Inside Spear, spinning, shooting, scoring.
Josh Spear, I honestly don't know sometimes how he's able to finish at the rim. Three Lincoln Golden Bears draped it all over him, and he's able to finish at the basket.
Didn't get that rebound, but able to tap it to an Aggie. Eric hopping and floating and scoring. This one getting away from Lincoln now, 57-32. Steal for CJ. This is going to be a flush. Franklin going up and coming down strong.
He's been wanting to do that all season long. He's only done it once the whole season. Every fast break, him and Eric get, they're always looking to get that jam.
Tellis Swain to the top to Collins. 4:45 to go. Three ball in the air. High rebound. Bell got it. Lost it. CJ ahead. Eric O'Neal driving. Kicking. KT on the baseline. Feeding it inside. Spear under the bucket. Oh, my gosh.
World.
Again, Josh Spear. And a timeout called by the Golden Bears. It looks like if it's a 30, we'll stay. It's a 30. We'll stay here on the air. Josh Spear. Oh, my goodness.
I honestly don't know how he does what he does at the basket. Again, two Lincoln defenders draped on him. The body control, the footwork to not pick up his pivot foot and be able to create enough space to get that shot up. Lord. Twenty-one points for Josh Beer tonight.
Sixty-1-32. Aggies trying to get it to 30, then see that clock run for the final 4 minutes. As Bell able to answer, 61-34. Crazy to think a varsity boys game will be over before 8, Alex.
That's good for for us, but I think it's a lot better for these Aggies with a four-game week, getting home earlier than expected. Earlier than normal, getting to bed. Big for these Aggies with two big games, Shelby County, Winterboro, to end the week. And then the county tournament next week. Not a lot of rest for these Aggies.
Dead ball. A foul on Silicaga. No free throw, so they'll just put it in on the baseline. Will Lincoln. Now three up from the corner. That was Collins again. 61-37. He's had a good night for Lincoln, he did in the first game.
He has. He's in double figures, the only Lincoln Golden Bear in double figures for tonight.
On the other side, Swain. Hubbard with the rebound. Outlet pass now to Sarai McMillan. He'll spin, and he got fouled. Tell us, Swain got the worst of that one. Not a dirty play, trying to go for the block and got on the back of McMillan. Two free throws coming our way with a, 24-point lead. McMillan, one for two there. And Bell with the dunk. McMillan got it stuck on his waist. Able to get it off before the travel. Holtzclaw lost it. Running the other way. Swain got the dunk. 62-39, with 2:12 to go. It's the Aggies. Set to bring in a new five. Hubbard knocks down a three.
Why not? Why not?
Three is short for Lincoln. Rebounded by Trey Wright. Holtzclaw in the minute 45 to go, and Silicaga calls a timeout to sub a few guys in. It's going to be a full. We'll take one, too. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Aggies lead is 65-41.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
Minute 48 to go. Aggies leading it over Lincoln. Sanders in the game, bringing it across the timeline. Hubbard, backdoor cut, blocked by Bell. Yeah, Hayden Hubbard. not a short guy by any means, but going up against Bell at the rim, had it swatted out of bounds. Bell at 6'6", 6'7".
Can't be doing that, Jeremy. Can't be doing the 6'7".
Oh, you have to.
Only David McCurley's lad do that on the air.
See, that's how it stops old people doing it. That's how you get an end to it. And if David McCurley's doing it, everybody should stop.
That's his favorite thing to do in the office.
Bell going to the free throw line to shoot two.
We always catch him. He'll say, you know.
Why? It's like natural to say six or seven.
I mean, well, it's almost like when you say, I got to do this thing six or seven times. That's naturally what you don't say
seven
five
or six
yeah, or seven
absolutely.
Or eight. It might take three or four, but normally it's six. I say six or seven. I don't know why that's the go-to for everybody.
But listen, if David's doing it, it's got to be stopped. Bell made the first. Misses the second. And then a foul on Ellis. Oh, they just called that out on the Aggies. It'll be Lincoln ball. So I'm telling you, Bell made that first free throw, and they didn't give it to him on the scoreboard. We'll readjust ours, 65-41.
They should. Took a minute to put CJ's up on the board.
Then another foul on the Aggies will send him back to the line again. It's Bell. Made the first.
They put that one on there.
So tomorrow, a big game, Alex. Spell missed the second. An offensive rebound. Now for Lincoln. Ellis to Swain for three. Air ball. Another offensive rebound. Underneath the bucket. Tough shot. No. As Bell taps it in. 65-44. Beating Briarwood yesterday still means you're tied with Briarwood, but you don't want to lose another area game. You got Shelby County. And Clay Central beat Shelby County on Tuesday.
Anything's possible in this area. Clay Central last year beat Sylacauga for their only area loss. There's no telling what could happen. I mean, Briarwood could lose an area game before the end of the season, and we could have Sylacauga having it. It's all up in the air, but Sylacauga has to worry about Sylacauga. Take care of business tomorrow and against Clay Central.
Loose ball on the floor. Aggies get it. And then we turned it over with 18 seconds to go. Swain at the rim. Tried to flush it. Denied at the rim by Trey Wright. As Bell was fouled. This won't be free throws upcoming. I mean, just watching that Shelby County Briarwood game where Shelby County almost won, and you think, man, they're much improved, looking really good. Then they go to Clay Central, who, not bad, but they're a little down this year in hoops. But sorry, it's tough to play at Clay Central. Three up at the buzzer, no good, no. And on the other side, at the buzzer, good. There was a glitch in the clock. Sylacauga lays it up at the buzzer. Final 67-44.
Can't get away from it, Jeremy. 67.
67-44. Aggies on top with the win over Lincoln. We'll see you tomorrow night. Aggies on the road at Shelby County. From Jeremy Law and Alex Bauman, this has been a product of Radio Alabama and Sylacauga Athletics. Thanks for listening.